This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN, and we'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We actually have a special guest that we're going to be starting out the show tonight with. Although it's not going to be a special guest unlike, you know, we normally have. Like, last night we had Jeffrey Tucker on. It's rare that we actually do guests, so it's even more rare that we'll do two guests, two shows in a row.
Yeah, that is weird.
Here on Free Talk Live. But we met somebody at a talk radio convention recently, the one that we went to in Los Angeles. And as, of course, we pointed out, we go to these talk radio conventions because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and getting behind the show for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, we really wouldn't be able to afford to go to these things for the most part. So thank you for everybody who sends us out there. We encountered somebody that I had never had the chance to meet, but was aware of, well aware of his existence in the business, having been from the Tampa Bay area myself, and you as well, Mark. You
yep.
and I were born in Sarasota, Florida, and that's just about an hour south of Tampa, where Brent Hatley was working for a long time on the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show. And many of our listeners are probably familiar with Bubba's show. It's been huge in the Tampa Bay area and was also and may still be in national syndication. I don't follow it too closely at this point. But he's no longer with the Bubba show, but he is doing his own thing on Twitter, at Brent Hatley, that's H-A-T-L-E-Y, and also working with Marilou Henner from Taxi. Brent, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Great to talk with you. How are you?
It's great to talk with you again. We chatted back in Los Angeles. I'm doing well. I don't know about Mark. He looks great in his Captain America sweater here that he's wearing tonight.
That's right.
You guys staying warm?
Doing our best.
As warm as possible. It was down to, I think, like negative 20 last night up here in New Hampshire. And I know you said you're in your home in Pasadena, California.
That
tonight.
Sounds warmer than Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful and sunny and in the 70s today. It's a great day.
Yeah, die in a fire.
So, okay, so there's... why are we having Brent Hatley on the show? We don't really know each other very well, Brent. We had a good chance to chat a little bit in Los Angeles, and it turns out we do have some things in common. One of them is that you're a libertarian in the radio business, and there just aren't that many libertarians, or at least that many out libertarians in big media, and I kind of thought we could talk a little bit of shop, and then I know there's some issues that you wanted to talk about here tonight, like as far as things that you think are important in the world.
Sure, and I'm quite encouraged by there's more people coming out as libertarians, and there's more libertarians in the business. Of course, I'm a huge fan of John Stossel. He's one of my favorites, and just seeing recently Glenn Beck come out as a libertarian is really good news. I know Stossel had said on his show that Glenn Beck was going to do that, and he did.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so when you said you used to work with Glenn back in Tampa at Clear Channel.
Yes.
So you know him. And I don't know Glenn Beck, but I used to listen to his show when I was younger in the Tampa Bay area. And so, I heard him back then, and I've certainly heard him now, and, some of the transition between then and now. And for a long time, he's been throwing that word around. Are you saying that he came out in some sort of more significant manner, like that he's actually a libertarian? Or because for a while, Glenn Beck seemed like one of those talk show hosts who would just throw that word out to kind of differentiate himself from the rest of the sort of conservaclone pack.
Yeah, I think that's actually correct. I mean, he was, in my opinion, a right-wing conservative that said he had a libertarian streak. That was his words. And he really didn't. But he just did an interview with S.E. Cupp, who I know very well, and she did a 1 hour with him. She sat in for that moron, Piers Morgan, and did an hour with Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck really is on it. He's joined our side. So what I'd say to libertarians is let's welcome him, because he's going to bring a whole lot of people to our cause. And let's educate them, because they just don't know. And when they come to us, let's not be too harsh on them just for not knowing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, we all started somewhere, and everybody's got their own path to liberty, whatever it's been.
It's a bad system to, so you're a libertarian, huh? Well, how are you doing on this issue, this issue, this issue? Oh, I found your weak issue. You're bad. You're not a libertarian. Get out of here. Like, that's a terrible way to welcome somebody to a movement.
I totally agree. I think that if anybody's willing to listen to us, hey, you guys know, how long has it been that people have not been even willing to listen to us? Now that they're willing to listen, let's welcome anybody that wants to come to our movement, because I think that we're actually going to win. We're going to win. I've never felt like this before at any point in history in my life at 42 years old. I finally feel like we're going to win. And when somebody like Glenn Beck is willing to get on a place like CNN and say he's a libertarian and he espoused all the things that libertarians know and believe in, I say welcome Glenn Beck and your audience, because a lot of them are going to follow him.
So what does winning look like to Brett? Brent, I'm sorry.
But winning looks like getting some actual real libertarians in office and repealing some of these ridiculous laws and regulations, if not as many as we can. Let's get some of these off and let's cut out as much federal and state government spending as we can. All of it goes together. Your economic freedom is tied to your personal freedom, and the more government that gets out of your life, the better life is going to be. And I know it sounds counterintuitive to a lot of people, but that's just the way that it is, and that's the way that life is. The more you allow people their creativity in their life, to have the free choices to do what makes them happy, the better society is as a whole. And for the socialists that want society to be better, this is the way to do it.
So now, do you think that libertarians are going to get in on the Libertarian Party? You think they're going to get in office and do things? Or do you think that they'll get in using one of the other major parties?
Well, I think that one encouraging place is Rand Paul, of course. He's not perfect. I know a lot of libertarians get upset with him, but on a lot of issues like the war on drugs and foreign intervention, he's with us. So
he's not really, though, on the war on drugs. He seems like he's really even kind of weak on even marijuana.
It depends on which soundbite you get. That's right. Really the problem.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, Rand Paul is certainly not as impressive as his father was, and he won't even describe himself as a libertarian, so that could be an issue there. But, I'll take the guy when he's right on the issues. He certainly deserves to be given credit where he gets it right, I feel.
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, that he's one of the only people. Like, I understand there's lots of problems with him, but he's the only senator that stood up against NDAA. He's stood up against the Patriot Act, and he's kind of the only small voice in the Senate that any of us have at this point, you know. And I'm not, you know, I'm one that says, that agrees with saying that you don't let perfect be the enemy of the good. And sometimes you can get a little bit of good somewhere, and if I can get any kind of into foreign intervention, I'd be happy with that. The Senate's going to be a slow process. I do think that you'll see a libertarian congressman in the next 4 years, a real one, to part of the Libertarian Party. And I think at the local
wow. Now, have you been involved with the Libertarian Party at any point?
Sure. Well, I'm a member at the national level. And in Florida, I was a member of the Libertarian Party of Florida with Alexander Snitker, who's a great guy there, and Adrian Wiley. And I ran, even though St. Petersburg, Florida, is a nonpartisan race, I made it no bones about it. I ran for city council in St. Petersburg, Florida, as a Libertarian.
How'd you do?
I got 33% of the vote.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
How many candidates?
I made it to the general, so it was myself against my driver's ed teacher and a guy that had been in St. Pete. He was 67 years old, and he was up for re-election. He was an incumbent. He had the Republican machine behind him, and I raised $7,000 just from small donations from individuals. And I was against red light cameras. I was against the city of St. Petersburg putting the bill for this thing called the pier that private businesses would have benefited from, and taxpayers were supposed to foot the bill for it. And I was against a lot of these things. But
and was it a nonpartisan race in that there was no libertarian by your name on the ballot?
Yeah, that you weren't allowed to have any political party by your name on the ballot. No Republican, no Democrat, no anything.
But Brent, stand by. We've got you for up to an hour, right, on this topic?
Absolutely.
This interview. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. And also, I'm sure you're fine with taking calls because we do that here on Free Talk Live.
Not tough.
Yeah, the number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brent Hatley, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, is with us. He's a libertarian in media. And we'll talk to him further here. I'm actually going to talk to him about his microphone here in a moment, trying to get a little bit of a better sound in a moment. 855-450-3. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All kinds of features are waiting for you there. In fact, the main feature of the website actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you want to share with us, you just go to freetalklive.com and you submit it as show prep. So our site is linked in with Reddit. And so you submit the link of your preference. So it could be a YouTube video, it could be a news item or blog post or whatever. And then it appears on our website, is then subject to voting. And then our other listeners can decide whether they like or dislike what it is that you've submitted to the site. And then also you can submit, you know, you can vote on the things that other people submit to the site. So go to freetalklive.com. And of course it's all free. It just takes you a moment to get set up. If you got your Reddit account, then that's one step that you've already taken care of. It's really easy. Go to freetalklive.com to get started with that. Mark, tell me what the Free State Project is, please.
Yeah, the Free State Project is it's an idea to get people to move to, liberty-oriented people, to move to one particular state. The state that's been chosen is New Hampshire. And once there, once they sign a statement of intent to move, and in that statement of intent, they say that they're going to exert the fullest practical effort to create a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So for people that are sick and tired of the inexorable growth that's going on in government across the United States, around the world, well, the Free State Project is it's an attempted solution. It's we're trying something out that's not been tried before and having a lot of success. It's been 1,500 people have moved for the Free State Project and more than 15,000 have signed up. We're shooting for 20,000 to sign up, and then that will create the window in which everyone's supposed to move. And we really like to see what would happen when we get a whole bunch of liberty-oriented folks in one place. It's freestateproject.org.
Well, we've seen some amazing success already, and we've actually got Brent Hatley with us now on the phones because we couldn't work out the microphone issues we were having in that short break that we had there. Brent, you're back.
Yes, I'm here. Does that sound better?
It does. It does. So, good. It doesn't sound better in that Skype normally sounds better than phones, but in this case, it does sound better than the Skype was. So thank you for that.
So, no problem. We'll work it out next time.
Yeah, so what we were just talking about a moment ago, actually before you just called in, was the Free State Project. You had mentioned as a libertarian in media, and that's kind of the, I think the gist of this interview is that, you know, what's it like to be a libertarian in big media? You know, you've worked for the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show. You're working with the Mary Lou Henner show now. You've been on mainstream radio working for Clear Channel, as have I in the past. And so, you know, kind of just covering that general subject, but you've got a real positive viewpoint on libertarianism and, you know, what's to come. You've seen Glenn Beck come in a long direction from conservatism toward libertarianism, even sort of kind of coming out as a libertarian more so recently, which is all very exciting. And you've got a real positive outlook on things, and you're talking about getting people elected. Well, we're actually having success at that here in New Hampshire. Yes, it's brittle cold outside, but it also keeps the statists, the people that believe in the state, the people that want to control your life, kind of keeps them away too, which is nice. So we've actually had true, principled, libertarian-minded people getting elected as both Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire to the tune of, like, literally dozens of election victories so far, and the Free State Project has barely even begun as far as its move is concerned. Mark and I, we're early movers. We moved back in 2006 from our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, and since then, there's just been more and more people coming every month. New people move in here, and
I think it's pretty much every week now.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true, and they get active, and, you know, some people are doing politics. I've done civil disobedience, and there's media here, and it's really exciting. So the answer is yes, it actually is possible for libertarians to get elected. We're actually doing that here in New Hampshire.
Well, that's fantastic, and thank you for that. And I point to New Hampshire all the time as an example of what liberty-minded people can do. So thank you for doing that, and keep up the great work. It's an example that I use all the time when I'm speaking to people in media is I point to New Hampshire and say, you know, look at all the great things that they're doing there, and it's only going to get better, and keep an eye on it. And, Howard Stern, I worked with him at Sirius XM, and he ran on the libertarian ticket for governor of New York. And when you get down to the brass tacks of it on the big issues, he's with us too, about 80%, you know, and I know conservatives love to quote Ronald Reagan. My favorite quote of his is, if we agree 80% of the time, then we agree. And So I love your approach of getting Democrats and Republicans to come meet you on the issues and getting those people that want to meet you on the issues elected. I think it's brilliant.
So one thing we found here, Brent, is that even though there have been dozens of libertarian types, liberty-oriented type folks elected to the New Hampshire State House, and we've even had dozens more elected to other positions around the state and, you know, local and state positions and things like that, what we haven't been able to do is break in the least bit into things, statewide races like House races or Senate races or, you know, the governor.
That's
or anything
take
like
some
that.
Time.
It's going to take a long time. And you had predicted in the last segment that you thought in the next 4 years that there would be, I thought you said, not just a liberty-oriented candidate in office, but like a libertarian, actual libertarian party candidate in Washington, D.C. And I'm wondering, where do you think they're going to come out of? Do you have an idea of what state, or are you just, I really hope this happens the next 4 years?
I think there's going to be a good chance that they come out of Ron Paul's district. I know some people that live there, and they have loved Ron Paul, and I think that there's going to be a liberty candidate that's going to be able to, libertarian party, be able to get elected out of that district, and that's what's working on. But a lot's going to change over the next 4 years. Obamacare has been an absolute disaster. The war in Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't think anybody's going to argue, is a success on any level. So we really have the ammunition that we need to point to Democrats and Republicans being the problem. And I think it's going to change very rapidly. One point that I heard a libertarian make, and I can't remember which one, but it's not me, but it's a brilliant one, which is, you know, the Whigs were standing around laughing at the Republicans when there was only 20 of them. They're not really laughing at us anymore, as you notice in the Virginia governor's race. When you get over 5% of an election as a Libertarian Party candidate in the state of Virginia in a hotly contested race like that, that's the canary in the coal mine for the Republicans and Democrats.
Right. What the Republicans say, and I don't understand this at all, I don't understand why the Republicans believe they can claim the Libertarian vote, but they do. They say, oh, well, you guys are just, when you guys vote for the Libertarians, you might as well vote for the Democrat. And, you know, sometimes I say, out loud or to myself, depending on the situation, I might just, if that was my only choice, I might just, because, you know, the Republicans stink so badly on so many issues. So, what do you think? I mean, is it going to be the libertarian that ruins it for the Republicans, or is it going to be the libertarian that ruins it for the Democrat?
I think they're going to ruin it for, depending on the state, they're going to ruin it for both, because on whether I talk to a Republican or a Democrat, I've got issues that I agree with them on, and I have issues that I can point out to them where their parties are not being true to their values. For the Democrats, I have never seen so many so-called liberals come out against the whistleblower in Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing to see when the partisanship. Oh, careful, your partisanship showing. The values that are held by people of a party, generally, when a specific instance comes out and their guy's in trouble, well, no, they can't have that.
We'll come back with more with Brent Hatley, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show. We'll talk about Snowden a little bit more here in a moment, too. Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything you want. Maybe you've got a question for Brent Hatley, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, now working with Marilou Henner. He's got his himself a Twitter, and you can follow him. Just follow him over at... what is it? The at symbol, I guess. Brent Hatley, B-R-E-N-T-H-A-T-L-E-Y. We actually brought him back on Skype. Hopefully, we did a little bit of tweaking, and it will sound better. Brent, are you with us?
I'm here. How does that sound? Any better?
It sounds clearer so far. We'll hope, keep our fingers crossed and hope everything pans out. I appreciate you coming on here tonight on to Free Talk Live. We're going to continue. And again, the phones are open at 855-453. I know you're you really want to talk about the Ed Snowden situation, so we'll get your thoughts on that here in a moment. But I want to introduce our listeners to the Crypto Kit. Now, Brent, have you ever done any PGP online, any PGP encryption?
No, I have not.
Well, now there's really no excuse not to, because it used to be a huge hassle. I mean, I've done PGP in the past, and it was like you had to copy the text that you wanted to send, and then you had to save that as a file, and you have to get the special program, and run the program and encode the text, and there's like a lot of steps in between, and it's just such a hassle to try to encrypt something to send to another person. But now CryptoKit makes that easy if you've got Google Chrome. It's a browser plugin, and you can go and get it over at CryptoKit, KryptoKit.com. And of course, it's free. Plus, it's also an instant Bitcoin wallet and a secure messaging system. So you can actually send instant messages with PGP encryption with the Crypto Kit. And the Bitcoin wallet has to be the easiest and the quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up and operate. Basically, you install it once, and then you move your mouse around the window, generate a random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, and start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your web browser. computer. Now, your wallet data, by the way, is stored on your computer client-side. It's never sent to any servers, so CryptoKit doesn't know your password. They don't have access to your Bitcoins, and the code is also open source. So if you don't trust them, you can go in. You can, if you're a programmer, you can actually edit their code, and you can audit it and make sure that they're telling the truth. And it's a great little software package, and as I said, it's free. So you can, it helps you with PGP encryption. It makes that really easy. Go over to CryptoKit, CryptoKit.com. You're ringing a cash register there, Brent?
I'm you sold me. I'm in. Bitcoin's awesome. So
yeah, that's another big thing for libertarians, of course, and you are a libertarian in big media. Has there been some buzz in your world about Bitcoin?
Oh, big time. I love Bitcoin and talking about Bitcoin because the people like Paul Krugman get their panties all in a wad about it, so that makes me love it even more. So yeah.
Yes, he was practically shaking his fist and weeping over Bitcoin. In the last article, he calls it evil. It's amazing, this this technology. I mean, it's technology. It's like calling anything like a rock evil. It can be employed in an evil fashion. There's no doubt about that. But Bitcoin really can't. I mean, it's just a currency. It's an online currency. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just a way to trade products and services. Big deal, man. It's great. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, what he's really upset about is that the government won't be able to create its own money, reward its friends and punish its enemies, create favorites, and do, frankly, what it's done for the last 9,000 years, which is impinge on free people's ability to trade and do business and ultimately be free and have a good life.
And that makes government lapdogs crazy, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Absolutely. So, Edward Snowden, I mean, I asked you before the show, what are some hot issues that you've got on your mind? Because that's pretty much what we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, we take calls from anybody about anything, and they can talk about stuff that's important to them. So, tell me about how you feel about Edward Snowden and all of that.
I think what he's done for the American people has been nothing short of courageous and amazing. And I think that all of us who tried to tell people that the government's not on the up and up, they're lying to you, they don't have your best interest in heart, they're spying on you, and they're going to do whatever they can to hold on to their power and take away your freedom, he proved all of us right. And it took, at his own peril, he's lost a quality of life that he had in doing the right thing. And I think that we all need to take a look at that. He's not gained anything by this. He's probably pretty miserable right now.
Yeah.
But he told the truth, and he told us what's really going on. And he could have continued on his comfortable contractor lifestyle and probably gotten pretty fat and happy. But
yeah,
he
was what, living in Hawaii, making $200,000 a year, had a beautiful wife and family, and he literally gave it all up.
To do the right thing, and I think that should be admired. And those that are casting scorn on him, like Jeffrey Toobin and the Washington Post, I think you need to look at those people and say, you know, what's your agenda? Why are you for the government, in this case, spying on citizens without a warrant, because you weren't for it when George W. Bush was president. I think the answer is they're loyalists.
Yeah, and that's really, it's kind of, I mean, do people really believe that there's a political party in this country or any country around the world that is right on every issue? Or is it that they're willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater? Is that what the intention is? Because I'm willing to say the Democrats are right on some issues, the Republicans are right on some issues. I'm willing to say that, but or at least closer to right than the other party. But this idea that you're gonna switch sides when the president switches party, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I totally agree, and they've got a football type mentality. It's like my team has to win no matter what, and that's not the case here. And you know, I saw the guys from Reason Magazine; they were just on John Stossel's show, and they said, "Listen, we go issue by issue, and if we agree with you on that issue, we'll be with you on that issue. But we're not with you on anything that comes out of your mouth just because we agree with you on one issue or two."
Right. I mean, it's just amazing how many people turn off their minds when it comes to issues. And I think that that's one of the things that's changing. And you kind of touched on this earlier on in that, you know, we have the internet and it's so prolific now that there's no excuse to be ignorant anymore. I mean, you're always one Google search away from the answer, or at least several answers from which you can then choose the one you like on any given question in the world. So for people to just accept the viewpoints of some talking head pundit or a politician, it's just inexcusable today, because it's just utter laziness when you have all of the answers at your fingertips.
And when any thinking person can clearly see that these people are lying to you, they're straight up lying to you. So you got to ask yourself why. Are you going to believe the person, Edward Snowden, who at his own peril told you the truth, or the person that has to gain monetarily and from power from lying to you? I think that you've got to really examine that before you decide who you're going to believe, Barack Obama and the people that are carrying his water, or if you're going to believe Edward Snowden, who did the right thing.
Well, yeah, no, nobody has to believe what Edward Snowden says. All they have to do is read. Now, they have to believe, because of cognitive dissonance, because it's difficult for humans to change their minds, especially the older we get, the more difficult it is, to change our minds on issues. You have to believe enough that you can confront, you can read something, you can get yourself to do it. I'm not going to waste my time reading, the Communist Manifesto again, because this time it's going to change my mind. That's, obviously ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, Snowden, the NSA director said, or not the director, one of the higher-ups in the NSA said, Snowden got everything. He got everything. There's nothing to lie about. He's got the info, and all you have to do is read the news articles and look at what's been released.
And did you see the latest that he released on Friday? They're building a supercomputer in Maryland that can crack anyone's encryption code for their bank account or anything. It's not even it's called a quantum computer, and yep, it can crack any code.
I'm really interested in this, is whether or not this is how feasible this is, because quantum computers have been talked about for a while, and essentially what the claim here is from sitting over here as a Luddite, is that somehow the computers computes outside of space and time.
So amazing to even think
it's
about.
It's amazing
that
to think about. And so basically it can take a problem like encryption. It will remove it from space and time, perhaps work on it for 1,000 years in some other dimension, and then pop back out a moment later with the answer. I mean, it sounds like science fiction stuff.
It does. But remember, everybody has a television, and your television works on quantum physics. So I think it's possible. And you know what? If they're spending a lot of money on it, it's something to be worried about. They want in your bank account.
Oh, I'm not saying that they're not trying to do it. I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just amazed by it.
Brent, stand by. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a question or some thoughts you want to throw in here to the discussion. You're certainly welcome to join us. And, you can't Skype in because he's on Skype at the moment, but that'll be available later, too. Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Here on the live Saturday edition of the program, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Brent Hatley on the show with us here tonight. Maybe you don't know the name right out the gate. Well, he was a co-host on the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, and he is a libertarian working in the big media world as we are. And there just, it seems like there aren't very many of us, but I think there are more than maybe you might realize. But a lot of them are doing kind of behind the scenes work. He's currently the producer and co-host of the Mary Lou Henner show. And we'll get back to Brent here in a moment. We were talking about bitcoins. You may be wondering how to acquire them.
Yeah, because there's a lot of news surrounding bitcoins, but most of those news outlets aren't telling you how to go about acquiring bitcoin. Well, I'm going to tell you how to go about acquiring bitcoin. You can go to cashintocoins.com. Now, I have gotten bitcoins in several different fashions. What I've found cashintocoins.com is to be the easiest, the safest. It's fast. It's completely legal. So you don't have to skulk about the dark sides of the internet to get it. And inexpensive. Really, they don't have much for rates at all. If you have any problems, customer service is their top priority. That's what they pride themselves on over at cashintocoins.com. All you need as far as assets to acquire Bitcoin is you're going to need some kind of device to get on the internet. Computer, laptop, that kind of thing. Tablet, whatever. You go to cashintocoin.com. You're going to need in your town a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union that has shared branching. So not every credit union has shared branching. You need to call ahead just to make sure on that one. You go to cashintocoins.com. They'll give you easy and follow instructions. I did it. I did it more than once, and I never told them it was me because I wanted to have the same experience you'd have, and it worked out really well. Now, you can actually donate half of the cost, the rate, the exchange rate, to a not-for-profit, and that's really great. And orders under $40 carry no fee. It's cashintocoins.com. Now, if you make a deposit, if you want to exchange fewer than $2,500, you don't have to give them any information at all. Cashintocoin.com requires no information.
Cashintocoins.com.
I'm sorry, cashintocoins.com. Yep. Requires no information at all from you in that area, and the bank shouldn't require. They may try to, but they don't They don't need it. CashIntoCoins.com.
All right. Let's continue here. We've got Brent Hatley with us. He is at Brent Hatley. That's H-A-T-L-E-Y on Twitter. And, Brent, we're going to go to the phones here. I actually got, let's see, Billy on the line in Asheville, North Carolina. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Billy, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I called up 2 days ago about asking what it takes to become a radio talk show host, and I listened to the archives, and I just want to say thank you so much.
Oh, well, no problem. That's awfully nice of you, Billy. Billy had called in the other day. Now, we've actually got a professional talk show host on the line.
A real professional.
somebody who's actually been paid by a major corporation to do a talk radio show. We've never actually really done
that. Yeah, we got a few bucks.
Yeah, a handful of bucks from Clear Channel once upon a time. What would you recommend, Brent, to Billy? We kind of suggested that he start out doing podcasting and get the ball rolling on his – he's 13 years old, by the way. He called us earlier this week asking how to become a talk show host. What would your answer be?
That's a great answer. Podcasting is great because before we didn't have that to a place to build up air checks and get repetitions and get sounding good. It takes, just like anything, it takes a lot of repetition to get good at carrying a talk show. And I'm surprised that you guys haven't been paid. You should be signed immediately.
Well, the problem is that we're going to have to turn down any offer because Ian can't work for somebody else. That's the problem, Brent. He just can't do it.
Hey, Billy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. At 855, 450 free. But there's no better time to start than now. I mean, he's 13 years old. Boy, what a better – I mean, the earlier you can get started practicing behind a microphone, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, basically, for the uninitiated, an air check is an audio audition.
There you go. Thanks for that. Let's continue with Temper listening in Legal Land. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify what a quantum computer really is because there's a lot of, spooky rumor going around about it. First of all, what a quantum computer does is normally when you have a computer, you have a byte address and you write a value to it, a numeric value. And when you read to it, it's the same numeric value that you wrote, unless there's something wrong. With a quantum computer, all the data registers are intertwined by the nature of atomic structure. And so when you write one value to, say, register A, it changes the value in a predictable way to register B. And so when you write a certain pattern and you read the registers, that's the quantum computing in action. The problem is they will never figure out how to use the atomic structure to mimic the equations based on encryption.
Okay, can you translate that? Because I'm really having trouble grasping what you're saying.
I need a little help, buddy.
Well, I have that problem with a lot of people. Let me try to put it this way. A quantum computing bit is based off the speed and size and direction of the spin of an atom. And since each quantum bit is connected to the next atom, when I change the direction of one bit, it changes the direction of the other bit.
So are you saying you're skeptical that they're going to be successful in their endeavors?
I'm saying that encryption has a certain algorithm, and it depends on what encryption you're using. But that algorithm has to be equated to the physical design of the quantum computer. So in order to use the power of the quantum computing, you have to be able to relate the technical process of encryption to the physical aspect of the processor. And
what does that mean as far as – I love how smart our listeners are, by the way. A lot of them are way smarter than we are. What does that mean as far as, like, whether the NSA is going to be able to crack every encryption in the world?
Well, if they couldn't crack all the encryptions in the world, if they could figure out how to program it. And what I'm telling you is they will never figure out how to program this computer that they're building.
So what's the point? I mean, is this just an exercise in futility?
No, I mean, all innovations come about this way. I mean, they do have one equation that they can program into it, and that's the standard mailman delivery optimization route. problem where you have...
Well, everybody knows what that problem is. Temper, I'm sorry, man. I think I'm a little bit too... this has gone a little too deep, I think, at this point. But I appreciate the call and the thoughts. So basically, what I've boiled down from the techno talk there is that Temper is skeptical that this quantum computer is going to be able to do what as is being advertised.
Well, I am posting this to the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. That way, people who agree and disagree with Temper's assessment here, who actually understood what that guy was talking about, they can go and they can talk about this issue right there.
Temper, thanks for the call tonight. Brent, your thoughts on all that?
he lost me in that one, man. Science, man, but that one lost me.
This is the problem of doing an open lines current events show where people can call in and talk about anything they want, is these folks know far more than we do.
Man, that was some techno talk that I didn't really... He really got off on into the weeds.
He certainly did, but he certainly sounded like he knows what he's saying at the same time, and it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, every single tech writer that's writing the headlines about the NSA is going to crack everybody's encryption they're just basically taking what they're told from the NSA and just kind of turning it, you know, the NSA's press release into a news article, and there's a lot of fear, I think, that's being spread by that. And what I did take away was that maybe it's not going to be as bad as people are thinking.
Well, when you have 16,000 computer programmers and an unlimited budget, I don't put anything past those people.
Yeah, that's true. There's no doubt about that. Let's continue here. In fact, Brent, I know that you were very generous with your time here tonight to come on Free Talk Live. Do you want to stick with us and talk a little further into the second hour? It's up to you.
Yeah, I can stay on for one more segment because I definitely want to talk to you guys about Blackfish.
Okay, cool. Well, let's do that. Blackfish, as I understand it, is a documentary, and I hadn't heard of it before you mentioned it to me off the air, so I'm interested in knowing more about it. Some sort of horrific documentary into the inner workings of SeaWorld, is that right?
That's correct. In marine mammal parks, it's horrifying, and these creatures are as smart as we are, and they're being treated in a way that you wouldn't want to pay $93 for a ticket to support.
All right, stand by. Brent Hatley is with us. He's got a Twitter, at Brent Hatley, H-A-T-L-E-Y. We'll continue with him here in hour number two, which is coming up shortly, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And whether it's Blackfish or whatever it is that happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up here in moments with Brent Hatley, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, now working with Marilou Henner, and she's got her own show as well. We'll come back with more. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
It's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.